com.
Enough.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, in case you didn't realize, Mark is out for the rest of the week. He is enjoying a much-needed vacay down in Florida, and I'll be meeting up with him later to attend the Talkers New Media Seminar. So actually, Julia is running the board in here tonight, getting a little bit of training, because you'll be filling in for both Mark and myself with Gardner Goldsmith on Friday and Saturday. So
looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to hearing the shows, because they were good last year. We start things out here tonight, of course, with your calls, if you make them. That is the point of the show, and Julia, you'll be in charge of calling out the callers when the time is appropriate. We will go first to the Associated Press, a story that's somewhat close to home. This one's from Boston. We, of course, do the show out of New Hampshire, so we get to hear about all the nastiness that goes on in Massachusetts because they aren't too far away. According to AP, nearly 100,000 Massachusetts taxpayers have been fined for failing to obtain health insurance. Even as a major survey concludes, the effort to create near-universal coverage in the state is meeting key goals. 5% of taxpayers failed to obtain health coverage last year, and more than half of those, about 97,000, were forced to forfeit their personal exemption worth $219 after it was determined they could have afforded health care. 2% of taxpayers, about 62,000, were found to not earn enough for health care, avoiding the fines. Under the landmark law, taxpayers must show that they are insured or face penalties, which means they'll go right into your paycheck and snatch it out.
Yeah, and where does it go?
Goes to the government.
The government gets it. I have a friend that I work with who works in New Hampshire. She lives in New Hampshire, but she still is a Mass resident. She just got out of college, and now I work with her. And she's dealing with this right now. She's someone who doesn't...
Was she fined?
Yeah. No, she she was forced to get insurance, but she's had to cut back on other necessities of life that she could probably use more. She hasn't used her insurance once in the last year, but she's been forced to get it, costing, I think she said, it's about $2,700 that she spent in insurance in the last year. And for her, that's a month and a half's paycheck.
Yeah.
Right there in insurance alone for something that she hasn't even used prior to this. She didn't have insurance, but as soon as the law goes through, she's forced to get the insurance, and now she's having to forego other necessities in life so that she can have this insurance that she doesn't even use. And she actually lives in New Hampshire, so, but...
Wow.
Something I found disturbing that you just said, you were talking about how the people who the government has decided don't make enough money, they get a pass. So
apparently
the government gets to decide whether or not you can afford health care?
Sure. Well, it's arbitrary, you know, based on the decisions of some board of bureaucrats somewhere.
That's sick.
Yeah, and then don't you, those people, they get the government health insurance? The government buys it for them, I believe?
Yeah, probably. There's a mandated program that everyone must be on board with if they can afford it. And yes, if they can't afford it, then the government will subsidize it, essentially. The numbers here were based on a review of 86% of expected tax filers for 2007, the state's first in the nation universal health care insurance law. Probably won't be the last in the nation either. Required everyone in the state to be insured by July of 2007, except for those who secured a waiver proving they couldn't afford the insurance. The governor said the fact that 95% of filers were insured shows that the 2006 law is making progress. So, I wonder...
Making progress because more people have insurance now than they did before because you forced them to get it?
Well, that's what they're saying here. I mean, these are people that believe that health insurance is so important to have. And, you know, maybe not so much. I think it was John Stossel who pointed out in his TV show, Sick in America? I think.
Sick in America.
Sick. Yeah, didn't he point out that that the health insurance, that it essentially... It wouldn't be as necessary if we actually had a more free market situation, and
it drives up costs.
Well, if you could go out and actually price around from doctors, and if you needed something done, you could call around to different doctors and get quotes, and therefore, if doctors were used to giving quotes to people, that they would have to bring their prices down, because right now they can bill whatever they want to bill pretty much to the insurance companies.
Right. And that does two things. It drives the rates of insurance up as well as the healthcare costs, because the doctors have to go through all this insurance. I know the doctor I go to, he doesn't even accept insurance.
Really?
So, which makes his prices dirt cheap, to be perfectly
really?
Honest. I went there for a physical, which is... it's not very expensive, but it's well over $50 at a normal doctor if you were having your insurance cover it. $15.
Get out of here. And you actually saw the doctor?
Yeah, I saw the doctor for a good half hour.
But I want the name of your doctor after
yeah.
the show.
He's an old school doctor who just he does it for cash only, cash
wow.
or check, and no insurance. He doesn't have to go through any of that rigmarole, and he has
good for
cheap prices. Now, if you're really sick with a real disease, you probably would want to go to someone else.
Sure.
But what would this insurance do for someone like me? My doctor can't even accept this insurance.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I love that. I love the idea of that there are still doctors out there that have just said no to taking insurance and said no to taking Medicare and Medicaid because all of these things increase their rates. The other factor is that insurance, and there are a whole bunch of factors, but another factor is that the insurance companies, in many cases, by the state governments that they're operating underneath, are forced to offer all kinds of different coverage.
Yeah, stuff you would never use.
Right. So there's sort of these one-size-fits-all government-approved insurance plans that you have, for instance, in Massachusetts, where they're going to cover every possible condition you can think of, including abortions for nuns, for instance. And you're paying for all that in the premiums. And if everyone is mandated to have that kind of coverage, the insurance companies are raking it in because they like these kind of mandates. I mean, the insurance companies in Massachusetts must love this because it's guaranteed business for them.
Absolutely.
And so, but if the government's mandating all of this coverage, then you're buying coverage that you may not necessarily need to be buying. It makes sense to have health care insurance. If you're a younger person, as we all happen to be, if you're a younger person, you're in relatively good shape, unless you know otherwise. But generally, we're pretty much good shape. Sure, there's something catastrophic that could happen, like a car accident or something terrible could, you know, something calamitous could happen just out of nowhere. And in that case, you would want to have some sort of insurance coverage that only handles those extreme events with a very high deductible that won't cost you a lot of money every single month.
That's what I have.
Right, that's something that somebody in our age range should consider, but being forced into it is not necessary whatsoever, and being forced into it means you'll be forced into one of these one-size-fits-all government-approved plans that is not at all in any way customized to what it is that you're looking for. It takes all of the thinking out of purchasing these products.
So someone like me, who goes to the doctor once every 5 years, has to pay the same amount of money for health insurance as somebody who goes to the doctor every month.
Precisely.
Yeah. And that also it also clogs up the doctor's office. It clogs up the ER because people are going if they have a runny nose.
Yep.
There's that too.
Where you might really need to go, but you've got to wait behind this clogged up emergency room that's full of people that are there just because they have insurance. If they didn't have the insurance and they actually had to pay for it, or their insurance was based on how many times they go and see the doctor, it might be a different story.
That's another good factor, because when people are insured, they're more like, and if it's this one-size-fits-all cover-everything insurance,
yep,
they're more likely to go out and see the doctor whenever they have a case of the sniffles. And if you think I'm joking, look at some of the examples of the other countries that have total socialized health insurance, or healthcare rather. People really do go to the emergency room for the littlest nonsense, stuff that you and I would just normally figure, oh, well, it'll blow over in a few days. These people say, hey, it's free healthcare. And so then they go and they, as you say, they take up room in the emergency room, and having them there means other people can't get in. In addition, it also means that costs go up because they're spending all this time and money
mm-hmm.
caring for patients that don't really need the attention. So it's just a mess. And the only real solution, of course, is the free marketplace and not mandating any of this and letting business owners and individuals decide for themselves what kind of health care coverage they want.
Yeah, the insurance business is already screwed up enough by the government, even without them forcing it upon you. But once it's forced upon you, it's 100 times worse.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. May have more on the Massachusetts situation coming up here in moments. And you can take control. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Get interactive with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go, actually, it's over 1,700 pages now. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and create virtually anything. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We can keep talking healthcare about the Massachusetts situation. In fact, Tony is on the line in Big Fork, Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Tony.
Hey, I just wanted to say something here. You're under the paradigm that doctors and healthcare need to be paid this exorbitant amount of money. Now, when I was overseas one time, I was working with some people, and the guy next to me was a doctor in Russia. And I said, what was that like there? And he told me, well, you're a doctor. You know, the state puts you through education. You get all the same education. I was a heart surgeon. I specialized in heart surgery. I even worked on, I guess it was Gorbachev or something like that. And I said, really? I said, how much money do you make there? And he said, I made 50 rubles a month. And I asked him, I go, is that a lot of money? He goes, no, a bus driver makes 60 rubles a month. And I said, what's the point of being a doctor? And he says, because of the prestige. So in our country here, we got health officials that are doing it not just for prestige, but for the financial gain of being a doctor.
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that our health care costs are so expensive because everybody wants to make $1 million from the nurse to the doctor.
No, sorry, that's not why. That's not why at all. In fact, it's not hard to make $1 million and keep costs low. The reason why healthcare is so expensive is because there are a variety of factors. One of the major factors is the federal government that gets involved with all of its regulations, its FDA, and its various different regulatory bodies in various different states that get in and they take people's money by force, and they redistribute that wealth, and they set arbitrary rules for the healthcare business. And a lot of these the technology and the new treatments that you see coming out, they took 20 years to actually come out because they had to go through the FDA's approval process, and those companies had to spend $1 billion to get those drugs to marketplace. That's just one example. There's all kinds of other areas where doctors are so heavily regulated and controlled, especially those doctors that accept Medicaid or Medicare, as well as insurance plans. And so all of these things raise the costs of doing business, and many of these doctors are... they're just trying to make their money back. If you see an exorbitant charge, it's because they're trying to make their money back, because in many cases they're taking Medicare payments that don't actually equal the amount of the amount that it costs to provide the treatment. So if somebody comes in and they're on Medicare or Medicaid, the doctor takes that because he wants the money, but then he has to make up that loss somewhere else by charging his cash payers more. So there's all kinds of shifting of financial responsibility that goes on in our system today. And there's nothing at all wrong with doctors wanting to get into the business to not only help people, but also make themselves wealthy. That could very easily be done. In fact, I imagine that this doctor, Toby, that you're talking about, that charged $15
for a half hour
of his time, I imagine he's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, he's doing great. He owns his own business. He has his own house. He's living, I guess, the American dream, and so, he's not charging much at all.
What do you have to say to that, Tony?
Well, I didn't hear that part of the situation there, but what I was getting at was that I do think that there's an cost. Think about you getting an x-ray or visiting an emergency room. My wife panicked one time because I nearly cut my finger off, and, and she swore that, you know, that she was going to, you know, melt and die if I didn't go to the doctor. And so we went in to the emergency room, and we got a $600 bill just to get 3 or 4 sutures. You know, I mean, it was ridiculous to go through, you know, the hours of waiting in the emergency room to get 3 or 4 stitches to only then have to pay $600 for it. So my experiences with the health care here in the United States versus overseas is that the same health care provided, say, in Canada or over in Europe or where I was in the Middle East or South America, I would say is equivalent, doctor for doctor.
Yeah. Have you ever actually had to get health care in Canada?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh. How'd that go for you?
Well, to be honest, the healthcare was mixed. There were several good doctors. Like getting my laser eye surgery was phenomenal. I mean, I'd never seen anything so fast. So
you did that in Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, they were They were great. I couldn't believe how great they were.
What did that cost you?
Let's see. At the time, this was about 7-8 years ago, so mm-hmm. I don't know what it would be today, but I heard it got cheaper. It was about $1,700 for both my eyes.
Okay, so you're not a Canadian citizen then?
No.
Okay, so then you really aren't in a place to comment about the Canadian healthcare system because you aren't one of the people that is inside their system. You may have gone up there and gotten LASIK eye surgery. That's one thing. But the Canadians are actually in a system.
Actually, I lived there and was put in ICU one time.
Okay, and did you pay for that?
I paid a lot for that. Because
okay, so again, you're still not relevant to this particular conversation because the Canadian citizens are in a healthcare system that is socialized in that when they go to the doctor, it's so-called free, which means it's paid for by the taxpayers, and as a result of that, it's therefore controlled 100% by the government, and it is rationed. The healthcare is rationed. So if you have a heart condition and you need to have some sort of emergency surgery, well, guess what? You're probably going to have to wait. First off, you're going to have to wait in order to actually see a doctor.
Well, it's rationed here in America. If you're not rich, you ain't going to get it.
Well, that's not true. Sorry about that. No, that's not true. There are plenty of charitable organizations. I'm sure you've heard of the Shriners that do great work. They don't do all kinds of different work, but they do burn care for people that can't afford it, and they do it completely free.
Hmm? If I needed a new heart, and I didn't have established health care, or I didn't have a lot of money in the bank, how am I going to get my heart surgery?
You know, I don't know how to exactly answer that question. I'm not an expert on healthcare, but I can tell you one thing's for sure, that at least you could get it if you could afford it here, whereas in Canada, you can't really get it at all, because you're going to have to go onto one of their waiting lists, and you're going to have to wait to see a doctor to assess your situation, then you're going to have to wait until you can finally get the treatment that you need, which may or may not even be available, and it may be months, if not years, before you actually end up getting the treatment, and at that point, If they F the job up and screw you up, there's no responsibility and there's no liability. You can't really do anything about it. So they're not as interested in taking care of their patients.
But I thought you said liability was the problem with health care.
I'm sorry?
I thought you said that liability was the problem with health care.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You said government regulations and the prohibition of new techniques, taking years to get on, R&D.
Yeah, that's different. Government regulation is different from liability for messing something up in the operating room. Thanks for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Obviously, there's a lot of information that needs to get out there to people about healthcare, and we should continue discussing this here in moments. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not defending the American system. It's got some serious problems.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and breadlines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. So if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com, order great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. All over there at store.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference. And you can listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire. Tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. Time is running out. It's coming up shortly. Porkfest, that's PORCFEST.com. Continuing the healthcare discussion, it's so hard to cover in, even in an hour's time, all of the different areas that should be covered when having a comprehensive conversation about the healthcare system here in the United States. And judging by the call we got from Tony a few moments ago, people in America are pretty confused when it comes to healthcare in America.
I think when he hears you speaking, he is under the impression that you are in favor of what the healthcare system we have today in this country, and that's not the case.
No, certainly not. There's so many things wrong with the healthcare system in America, but to go in the direction of Canada or to go in the direction of the Soviet Union or North Korea is not a good idea. Going in a direction of more government control, which is what we're seeing happen. It's not all at once, but it is here. It's over there in Massachusetts. Now they're mandating that everybody have health insurance. There have been plan after plan proposed at the federal level for, again, nationalizing health care, turning into so-called universal health care, where then the government, the same agency that can barely make the roads drivable, the same agency that can't keep drugs out of its own prisons, the same agency is going to be in charge of your health care? I mean, you have to be mad to want the government to be in charge of your health care. And so just briefly, before we continue with the calls.
You know, I immediately think of the DMV, right? those have to be just the most surly, angry bureaucrats out there.
Right.
And the post office, places like that. I don't want those people giving me a new heart.
You don't want your doctor to be angry when he's working on you?
Definitely not.
Don't want him to be upset about all the asinine rules and regulations he has to follow in order to keep his job?
And in socialist healthcare, don't they make more money the more patients they push through?
Well, I'm sure there's some level of cap. You know, they can't make an unlimited amount of money, obviously. You can only have X amount of patients. There's a cap on the amount of patients each doctor can hold. So briefly, we had already talked about how government regulations and government control, government mandates on insurance and government healthcare paying programs like Medicare and Medicaid increase the cost of healthcare for everybody. We talked about that. But another factor is the doctor monopoly, is the fact that one of the reasons why doctors can charge so much, which was one of Tony's concerns earlier, one of the reasons why they can get away with charging so much is because there's a limited supply of doctors.
Right. I mean, you go into the doctor's office and you might get seen by six or seven nurses sometimes before you even see an actual doctor. And the regulations on what these doctors or nurses or nurse practitioners are, there's so many different titles that they have on the climb up of becoming a doctor that it really drives up the cost. I know that my doctor, we were talking about him before, he's just his one doctor. He doesn't have any nurses. He does his own secretary work. He doesn't have to hire all those different people in his office because he went through school many years ago when it was simple to become a doctor. And so he got around a lot of the regulations that there are today. So he doesn't have all these huge student loans to pay off because he didn't have to go to school for, I don't know,
20 years.
Exactly. Borrow thousands of dollars to have to charge his patients much more. He doesn't have to go through the trouble of hiring the secretary to deal with all the insurance crap. He doesn't have to go through so many of these hoops that most doctors have to go through, and all of them are driving up prices.
Exactly. And so those hoops that the doctors have to jump through to become a doctor, that costs a lot of money. That whole process of going to school and all that costs money. So they've got to make that money back. It's an investment. It's their business. But the big problem is when Tony said he hurt himself and, you know, he had to go to the emergency room and he got jacked for $600 for three sutures. Well, if we had more competition in the medical field, more people that were able to do sutures. Now, I don't know if that's one of the things that only doctors can do. Maybe nurses can do that, too. What I'm trying to get at here is there are certain techniques, there are certain things that only doctors are allowed to do by law, by regulation, by the American Medical Association teaming up with the government to say, only doctors can do this and this and this and this. And if you're not a doctor, then doing it is illegal. So there have been instances where I remember one of the most persuasive stories, I think, was the wife of one of our former co-hosts was a registered nurse, and she had a situation develop in a hospital that she was working at where a patient needed some sort of quick attention from a doctor, that it was one of those things that only doctors could do legally. Now, she, as a registered nurse, was actually trained in how to do this particular procedure. I don't remember what exactly it was, but suffice it to say, there are a number of these sorts of things out there. She could have done it. She could have done it successfully. She could have helped this guy out, but instead she had to stand and watch him suffer as he waited however long it took for a doctor to actually come along and do that job. My point being here is if there wasn't this artificial doctor category out there, then other people could go and get trained in various different areas. You could have somebody whose specialty it was to do sutures and things like that. And you could go to a walk-in clinic, for instance. They could take care of you there. You could price it out if necessary, and it would probably be a hell of a lot cheaper than going to an emergency room. But if it's something that only a doctor can do, then you have to go to where the doctors are. And there aren't that many doctors out there because the supply of them is restricted by the government regulations, the American Medical Association. So if most nurses could do everything that doctors could do, and you could legally go to a nurse and have them do that job, then that would bring prices down because there would be more people in the marketplace available to offer those services. Right. Therefore, more competition, therefore lower prices.
Let's look at prescriptions alone. I mean, a lot of people, when they're sick, they need a prescription, and they know exactly the medicine that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Can they go just buy it? Of course not. They have to go to the doctor, not even the nurse. They have to go to the doctor and get the doctor to write them the prescription at a cost to, if they have insurance, a lot of money to the insurance, which drives prices up for everyone, or a lot of cost out of pocket for them.
What I find so funny about that is when you go to the doctor, usually you tell him how you feel, he looks at your throat, and then he writes out this prescription. There's really not a lot to it. And why couldn't I, if I knew I had this problem or I've had it before, why couldn't I just go to CVS and purchase it myself?
Yeah, I need some new contacts right now. I know my prescription.
Me too.
But my prescription has expired.
Uh-oh.
So I need to go back to the eye doctor, pay $200 for my eye exam. It's a little specialty one that, even though it's the same prescription, I know my prescription, but it's expired.
You know
it's
what I did, actually, is I stocked up after I got my last eye exam on at 1-800-CONTACTS, and I just got so many of them, so they lasted me several years. That's how I avoided that.
That's not bad. Even, like, it'll take birth control. A lot of women take the same birth control month after month, but after a certain amount of time, you have to go back to the doctor, pay them money to write you the prescription that it's the same stuff you've been taking.
I would call that a racket. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Mike in Ottawa, Canada. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Mike in Ottawa. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just hearing what you were saying about health care and... You know, for years under NAFTA, I can work in the States, and how many times have been offered jobs there? The reason I turned it down was because of the health care issue. Am I being scared for no reason, or what?
I'm not sure. What are you getting at? What are you scared of?
So, in Canada, everybody thinks that it's really, really bad in the States.
That's not what I understand, at least not the people that have actually had to get health care in Canada. I mean, maybe younger people in Canada think things are bad in the States because that's what they teach you at the government schools, as I understand it. If you want to hang through, we'll bring you back for more. 800-259-9231. But once you actually need to go and get the health care, then you find out how bad it is in Canada, and that's when you find out that you can go across the border and get what you need to get done right away.
I hear the prescriptions is what Canada's good for. The less regulations
on prescriptions. Actually,
their
prescriptions are subsidized there.
Never mind.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include, by the way, the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Sent out an update today, as a matter of fact, announcing our newest Shriner. Whitney is up on the Shrine. You can see her at freetalklive.com. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Continuing the conversation about healthcare, I think Mike in Ottawa is still with us. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
I guess my confusion is, like, I've never had a problem in Canada. Like, the few times that I've needed medical care, it was there immediately.
Well, how fortunate for you. There have been...
Well, no, it's not fortunate, Ian, because I spend horrendous money in taxes, too.
Well, that's sometimes good, because there are a lot of people in Canada that spend horrendous money in taxes and then don't get crap for health care when they go to get it. In fact, I would suggest that you go to a website called, I think it's Free Market Healthcare. I don't have the URL, but go to YouTube and look for Free Market Healthcare, and you'll find some videos of Canadian citizens, and they're just absolute nightmare stories trying to get health care in Canada, and how much easier and simple it was for them to come down to the United States and get done what they needed to get done. If they hadn't come to the United States and gotten it done, then many of these folks, they'd be dead right now.
Well, I'll be honest with you. All the rich people I know in Ottawa, guess where they go?
The United States?
You got it.
There's a reason for that. It's because
the waiting lists, I would think.
Well, there are waiting lists, and just in general, the quality level of government health care is shoddy, just as the quality level of government roads is shoddy as well. Any other thoughts, Mike? Thanks for the call tonight.
I hope I don't get sick.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. We go to Sam in the Netherlands. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam. Hello, Sam. Going once. Sam in the Netherlands.
Yes, I'm here.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, right out of the gate, I'm not advocating any system of health care. I just have a few facts and remarks. I live in the Netherlands. I work in Belgium, and that gives me a perspective on both systems. The first thing you said a while ago about how you think it will put a strain on the emergency room if, you know, suddenly you have universal health care, you know, it's like what you're used to. KFC, for instance, in the Netherlands, you know, always used to have to pay for, like, a drink, no refills. They started doing free refills, and guess what? It got totally abused. Now, go to the States, free refills are no problem because people are used to it. So I think, you know, that's kind of where that's going.
Yeah, I can't say I agree with you because here in the States, even though we don't have so-called universal health care, you do have these mandated, these government-mandated one-size-fits-all health insurance plans that people have to get, especially in the case of Massachusetts, where what you do see happening is people going to the emergency room for things that they don't need to go there for because, again, they're perceiving it as being free or covered by their insurance. So they're more than happy to go and patronize the emergency room when, you know, it's their kid that's got the sniffles or something like that.
The way it works over here is you actually go to the – there is a hierarchy in the system. You first go to your general physician, your personal doctor. You just don't go to the emergency room, and people just don't do that. The emergency room is for real emergencies. So, you know, you just go, if you have the sniffles and you really want to see someone, you go see your general practitioner. And, you know, if he'll give you a subscription, fine. You just don't go to the emergency room like that. That's just for real emergencies.
Well, I understand that that's what you're saying, and maybe things are, maybe people are a little different there in the Netherlands, but here in North America,
What you see
happen is, especially in Canada, where you have to go allegedly to the general practitioner, what you'll see happen is they'll go to the general practitioner and they'll say, okay, yeah, we'll see you in 3 months. And then after that, then they go to the emergency room because they can't get the care they're looking for immediately from their general practitioner.
Right. Hey, one final thing on the waiting list.
Yes,
the Belgian system, you pay like $25 a year, and that's coverage. The Dutch system is, you know, you pay more. It's like $100 to $200 a month, depending on, you know, your situation type of a thing. Since I'm working in Belgium, you know, I pay my $25 a year, and they pay my Dutch coverage. However, I can tell you this. The Dutch system, where you pay much more, actually does have longer waiting lists than the system in Belgium. I know plenty of guys that actually had to do something to, like, their knees, get their knees fixed or something. And there was like a waiting list in Holland for like 3 months, and in Belgium they could do it immediately.
Well, I can't comment on that because I'm not sure about the ins and outs of both of those systems. But what I do know is that certainly they're going to be different. You know, they're going to be set up differently. There are different ins and outs. And the one thing I know for sure is even if one of them's lickety split fast, that is not an excuse to terrorize my neighbors by stealing money from them and forcing them into programs that they may or may not necessarily agree with. So even if someone calls in here and starts singing the praises of some socialized healthcare system, I'll have to take their word for it. But either way, whether it's true what they say or not, it doesn't justify theft. And thank you for the call today,
Dan.
We certainly appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And when I say theft, I'm talking about taxes. I'm talking about, as we've seen in Massachusetts, where the government, if you don't take their little insurance program, is going to come and just steal money from you.
I wonder what the fine is for that. I wonder if it's cheaper to just pay the fine than it is to pay for the health insurance.
I think it's a little bit cheaper, but not much. I think,
and you don't get anything for it.
Right, and the fine is somewhere close to, I think my coworker said it was around $1,000 or something.
I thought that they forced you into the program. I thought that they fined
you. Maybe that's what the fine goes towards, fine.
Yeah, I think they fine you, and then they force you into the program. That's my guess at this point. We could look into that more, but let's go first to the AMP line, where I believe Puke is on the line in New Hampshire. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Puke. Puke going once? Did you get that right, Julia?
I think so.
Okay, probably not there. Put him back on hold. We'll try him back. Let's try Mac in Georgia. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Mac. What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, well, you know that Obama has gotten the Democratic nomination.
I didn't know that. No, I had no idea.
I think he's like 14 delegates away, but anywho.
Okay.
That's related to what I was talking about. Anywho, I have a problem.
Okay.
Since I was really going for somebody who was like Mary Rod or Ron Paul to get a nomination to run for the presidency. And since they didn't, I have a problem.
All right.
Before I started listening to the Free Talk Live, I was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And as I have gotten older, I would call myself an independent with Democratic leanings. I mean, I have family who's in the government. Who's matter of fact, I have a cousin who's a state legislator.
Okay.
In the state of Georgia, so, you know. But you know, I was always taught to to never waste a vote. But I have a problem. You know, you got these status candidates. The Libertarian Party has got nobody who I'm really interested in now.
Sure, me neither.
Running for the own thing, and I mean, I'm thinking about going for Obama.
Oh man, why?
I mean, I don't like Clinton. McCain is what I would think is somebody who's going to just put in another 4 years of Bush.
Well, McCain certainly is a madman. There's no doubt about that. But
at least Obama is talking about doing something about No Child Left Behind, and because that was one thing.
Talk is cheap, though, Mac. I mean, they all talk about doing things, and one thing you can be guaranteed of is that despite all of the talk and everything they say during their campaign, when they get into office, it's fair game for whatever it is they want to do. And we've never seen anybody decrease the size of government. It always continues to get bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive. And if you vote for Obama if you vote for Obama and he goes and invades some other country, because you remember, Bill Clinton invaded Bosnia. And, you know, Bill Clinton dropped bombs on Iraq, so it's not like the bombs ever stopped falling on Iraq. So, you know, you vote for this guy that you think's going to be a little bit better, things end up getting worse, then you'll feel guilty. I don't know if I want that on my conscience. I don't think I want that on my conscience. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I think I'll just feel better staying home.
Right, and even though Obama might be good on a topic or two,
I'm a former
Democrat, so I feel what this guy's saying, but while he might be good on some issues, there's a whole lot that he's really not good on, and you're probably going to regret your vote on those issues alone.
Even though, a Marxist.
Yeah, you might agree with him on a couple issues. There's a lot of issues, that you're not really looking at. You're looking for the ones because you really hate the other people, so you're looking on what you might agree with one of them on, but there's a lot of other issues. I'd look a little bit further and see what issues you'd regret voting for him for.
In the 2004 elections, I voted for John Kerry because I didn't want to vote. I didn't want Bush to get in.
Same
so
with
that
me.
Was my mindset exactly as what yours is now, and it didn't really do me any good, and I don't feel so great about it now.
Same here.
Mac, thanks for the call.
Right in Mickey Mouse.
One thing.
Oh, we are out of time, though, dude. Call us tomorrow night. Appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Well, we're not totally in. But we do have hour two coming up and need to make room for your call, whatever you want. Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around.